Good morning, everybody, and welcome back here to the Mark Steiner Show. And we begin our conversation today with our course, our Day in History, on this July the 8th. And we begin this Day in History on July the 8th, 1876. Some things, and you can Google and read, just say white supremacists kill 5 black Republicans in Hamburg, South Carolina. But this was the Hamburg Massacre. This was the beginning of the end of interracial rule in South Carolina after the Civil War. On this day, there was a farmer who rode down the road in a town called Hamburg, out there, by Savannah near Augusta. And in Hamburg was a black town. And they had that day the militias were all mostly African-American, were training, and they were marching down the middle of the road. These white farmers went right into the middle to cause a confrontation, then went back and complained that black people were obstructing the highways of South Carolina. So a man named General Matthew Calbreath Butler, a former Confederate general with no power other than what he gave himself, represented those farmers, saying that those militias had to give up all their guns to him immediately. And ensuing that, hundreds and hundreds of armed white men then attacked the town of Hamburg. The militia outnumbered was in a battle. Six people were killed that day. But then it went on to other towns. And this is a group called the Redemptionists and then the Red Shirts to make sure that black participation would end. This was a counter-revolution that took place in 1876 throughout the Reconstructionist government. From that day on this day in 1876, until almost 100 years later, it was kind of white rule of South Carolina, and racial terror began. And that all began on this day in 1876 in Hamburg, South Carolina, beginning the end of Reconstruction. So very quickly, on this day in history, this is the first day that in 1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published on this day. This is the day the Internet Industrial Workers of the World, the Wobblies, was founded in 1905. In 1947, on this day, is when people said they saw a flying saucer in Roswell, New Mexico. People still think there's a government cover-up and that they're holding the flying saucer and aliens in deep in underground tunnels. On this day in 1954, which is directly related to our conversation today, the United States helped in the overthrow in Guatemala of Jacobo Arbenz Guzman, the legally elected president of Guatemala, and put in Castillo Armas, which led, and the CIA, as we know from all the papers now, was deeply involved in the overthrow. We'll talk a bit in this program today about the relationship between that and what we're facing today and the crisis with young people streaming across the borders. On this day in 1987, Oliver North then admitted that the White House gave orders to Iran's arms sale, which was giving money to Contras in Nicaragua by selling guns to the Iranians that we did not recognize. So that happened on this day in history. And I think what we'll do today to jump into our program is say that is our day in history and encourage you all to go to steinershow.org to see the rest of this day in history, who was born, what happened on this day, and, of course, the great music that was created, played on this day will be heard during the course of the show. We'll be right back as we begin our conversation on immigration and what is happening on the borders of the U.S. and Mexico. Way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.